Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Montana Highway Patrol, another local law enforcement agency, stepping up their enforcement efforts as we enter the 100 deadliest days of summer. And while there has been a 14% drop in fatal crashes and a 21% decrease in traffic deaths so far this year, with a total of 47 fatalities, there's been a sharp uptick in deaths caused by drunk and drug driving. MHP Colonel Kurt Sager says it's hard to explain why DUI-related fatalities are up 33%.
I think a little bit maybe has to do on the alcohol side of things anyway, is that the weather got nice earlier, so people are more likely to be out. People still drink and drive in the winter, but as the days get longer and the weather gets nicer, people tend to get out more and have a tendency to drink more, and then, you know, sadly make the decision to drive while impaired.
Sager isn't sure why drug-related fatalities have taken such a jump this year, but calls the 133% increase alarming. A new legal battle is brewing over where you can legally carry a firearm. The Second Amendment Foundation and the Firearms Policy Coalition have filed a federal lawsuit challenging the ban on guns inside national park buildings. While the 2009 law allows visitors to carry firearms in the outdoor areas of places like Glacier and Yellowstone National Park, federal facilities like visitor centers, ranger stations, and park offices remain strictly off-limits. Gun rights advocates argue the ban creates an unconstitutional trap, forcing law-abiding citizens to disarm just to pick up a camping permit or use a public restroom. They contend these public buildings lack the physical security, like metal detectors, that would traditionally define a sensitive place. For now, the ban remains fully in effect. If you're heading out to a national park, you must still disarm before stepping inside any federal building. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.